Okay, as you can imagine, this is a very far away from traveling from here, from Guatemala. But for me, for my organization, it's very important because we work with rural indigenous populations that have been historically excluded from health and development. And we see this type of event as the opportunity, but also the responsibility that we have to make the expectations very clear and explicit, which is what is being done to improve the health of those historically marginalized populations. If you can see all around the forum, that type of population is not being represented here. We talk about the issues, the concerns, but they are not here. And of course, it's very difficult that they are here, so someone else has to talk on their behalf, have to bring their concerns into the table. And we see ourselves, in this case, myself representing my organization and the people I work with, as my duty of expressing the concerns of the population. So for that, this event is very important, and my expectation is that the issue that I'm bringing, which is not issues that I'm inventing, is the issues that we get through our work with those communities, they are taken into account. From my perspective, I would translate it that we should not continue seeing research and innovation as a separate, independent entity of overall struggle for development and social justice. So we shouldn't see it separated. For me, it's very much part of it, and we should make very explicit that issues around the politics of resource allocation, issues around accountability of governments to their citizens, are very much part of research and innovation. So we should not see or discuss it as a value-free issue. We should discuss it within the frame of trying to achieve better health for the whole population in all the countries that face serious inequities. So I would like to see it within that frame, being discussed within that frame.